winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Spoiler dissection. Today I'll be dissecting Deadpool 2. I'm not going to do a whole thing, I'm just going to talk about. There's a few things I gotta get off my chest, a few cameos, okay? Let's get started. First cameo I want to talk about, I almost missed it in the video, luckily I did it. They're in the X-Mansion, and Deadpool is complaining to Colossus, why aren't there any X-Men here? Come on, we made money, we could afford X-Men. But why are we just pitching? The camera turns around, there's a room, and we in that room, it's filled with the new class X-Men people. You have Beast, you have Cyclops, you have Quicksilver, you have X-Men. But yeah, the X-Men made a cameo appearance in Deadpool. That was awesome. Also, I missed these two cameos, but I hear they were in there, and I remember the part now that I remember them. I haven't seen them much. Apparently, Matt Damon and Anna Tudyk make cameos in this movie as hillbillies. That's funny. Matt Damon has been in one MCU movie, in Ragnarok, and one Marvel movie in Deadpool 2. Okay, so they built up the X-Force team, right? In all these commercials, Venom, Snowdance, Peter, and a few more, Domino, and their first mission, they jump out of the helicopter, vanishing point, and off the line. It was crazy. It's like, okay, I guess we're not getting X-Force. We're going to get X-Force, but not with most characters. Domino's going to stick around, and maybe, no, not Peter. Peter's not, but it was a great scene, but I bring it up because when Vanishing Point dies, he gets electrocuted. Cameo number three, Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt is in a Deadpool movie. How funny is that? Okay. Now fast forward to the animal movie. The end credits happen. Then you're starting into part two of working on a time travel watch. They fix it, Deadpool takes it. You're like, what's going to happen? Well, this is the part that everybody's talking about, the mid credit scene. And only Deadpool can do it. He goes back. First, he goes back to the beginning of the movie. He saves Vanessa. Vanessa is saved. Awesome. Then, this is the part that everybody keeps talking about. He goes way back to X-Men Wolverine. Origins Wolverine. That door opens. You see the legs and the pants out, and you see crappy Deadpool 2 is a crappy Deadpool. And Wolverine says that. So, it's like who finally sewed his mouth shut. And as he was turning his head, Deadpool shoots them. Deadpool fire was brilliant. He was mean. Then he think Deadpool is on the ground and Deadpool named him shooting him. It was great, it was great. Okay, and the final scene I'm going to be talking about is we're in a room, we're in an office. So Ryan, we see Ryan Reynolds, he's looking at the script. He's like, oh boy, we finally made it. He puts it down, Green Lantern. It's the Green Lantern script. And as he puts it down, Deadpool shoots him right in the head. And then he's like, you're welcome, Canada. Oh, great. This and the scene is great. I love this movie. And I'm just talking a few of the scenes here. I'm not going to tell you everything else, but oh man, this movie was awesome. I love Deadpool. If you were Deadpool Logan, I don't know who my favorite X-Men character is, but a hard comedy sequels are hard to do. Comic book sequels are hard to do. And they nailed it. They nailed it straight out of the park. I think I like Deadpool too, better than the first Deadpool. It's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I know I already gave a really a grade, but I think I'm going to regrade it. As I'm talking about it, I love this even more. A plus. A fucking plus. I love this movie. It was great. Okay, that would do it for this. Spoiler this dissection. I'll be back a little later to talk a little ill, but until then, this has been